Welcome back to Insights for Health. Our guest today is Dr. Stephanie Rubino, naturopathic doctor. And we've been talking about urinary tract infections. And before the break, we talked about antibiotics by themselves, antibiotics in conjunction with supplementation. And doctor, there's another study that just focused on natural supplementation only. Can you tell us about that study?
So there are several natural ways to help manage infections and reduce the risk of recurrence. And there is research behind using different natural ingredients such as cranberry, D-mannose, and propolis as natural interventions that have actually been shown to prevent recurrent UTIs without posing the risk of bacterial resistance.
And what are some of those natural strategies?
So in addition to using some of those natural health products, one of the big things that we need to do is drink plenty of water. This can actually help decrease our risk of UTIs from the urinary tract, so be sure to stay hydrated. We also want to pay attention to what we eat. You know, diet definitely has a major impact on our urinary health, plays a role in UTI prevention and treatment. You know, it's really important in terms of managing the pH level in our body, establishing a healthy microbiota, all key. So definitely in terms of dietary approaches, reducing our sugar intake and packaged processed foods is very important because, of course, these will impact our immune health and, you know, disrupt our microbiome. We also want to avoid or limit foods and drinks that can irritate the bladder. So that can include things like coffee, you know, soft drinks. Even for some people, citrus might be irritating. And in addition from, you know, drinking water and looking at what you eat, proper hygiene is very important. So, you know, especially for women, making sure you're wiping from front to back, this will help to minimize the spread of bacteria to the urinary tract.
Because the E. coli typically comes from the colon.
So, yes, that's potential. So oftentimes the bacteria can, you know, come from the skin or the rectum and enter the urinary tract from there.
Are there some good foods you can eat that would be a benefit?
Absolutely. So there is some support for vegetarian diets, plant-based diets being very healthy while minimizing more of the, you know, animal proteins, eating foods rich in vitamin C. So a lot of veggies are great because they're very alkalining to the body, will also support gut health, and berries, high in vitamin C, which can be very beneficial in protecting against UTIs.
Cranberry is famous for being effective for a UTI. How does it resist bacteria?
I think cranberry is one of the most well-known remedies when it comes to urinary health, and rightfully so. Cranberry is rich in compounds called polyphenols. Polyphenols have very important antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties, and they have been shown to help bacteria from sticking to the urinary tract walls and causing infection.
Yeah, like when I was reading up on this, these constituents create what they call a biofilm, and I got this picture in my head like of Teflon. So the bacteria can't stick to the lining of the urinary tract.
Right. So, yes, bacteria will stick to the urinary tract and, you know, have a good hold. And then the use of cranberry will, you know, definitely help that, prevent that from taking place.
Yeah. I guess a caution with that, though, people will go to the grocery store, they'll see cranberry cocktail or cranberry juice. That's really not the best way to go, even though it says cranberry.
Right. So a lot of those juice cocktails are just full of sugar. And again, we want to, you know, avoid or limit the amount of sugar that we are taking in because the bacteria loves sugar, right? It's its food source to grow and, you know, stay in place. So we want to avoid those cranberry juice cocktails. So, you know, cranberry juice has been well studied for supporting urinary tract health, but you want to look towards more pure cranberry juice. The problem with pure cranberry juice is it's very tart, can make it difficult to drink on a regular basis, and you do need to drink enough to have an impact. And so an alternative would be looking towards more cranberry concentrate supplements to gain the benefits of cranberry to support the urinary health.
And it's also helpful in preventing the recurrent UTIs.
Yes, cranberry has been shown to reduce the incidence of recurrent UTIs. Actually, in one review of 7 studies, they found that, you know, supplementing daily with cranberry products for 6 to 12 months actually reduced the recurrence of UTIs by about 26% in, you know, healthy women. In another review of 23 trials, it was found that, you know, using cranberry products helped to reduce the incidence of UTIs by 32% in women with recurrent UTIs and by 51% in, you know, patients that were using catheters.
Well, that's what they would call a meta-analysis, where they take a whole bunch of studies and combine them all together and combine the results and come up with that final answer.
Yeah, absolutely. They take a look at a series of studies and try to draw the overall conclusion of the results of, in this case, using cranberry products.
Yeah, as opposed to one single study.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And you'd mentioned D-mannose earlier. How is it effective?
D-mannose is interesting. It's actually a simple sugar that we, you know, naturally find in certain plants and fruits like green beans and broccoli and apples. But unlike other sugars, it's not metabolized into energy by the body. It actually works with respect to UTIs in terms of helping to flush out the urinary tract. It prevents E. coli from sticking to the urinary tract wall in order to prevent any infection from taking place.
Yeah, that's interesting too. The fact that it's a simple sugar, but the body doesn't metabolize it; it just eliminates it. I think what I was reading was within 30 to 60 minutes, and then it does its work.
Exactly. So it actually stays, again, it stays intact, so it's not metabolized. So that's often a concern that comes up where individuals feel it may not be safe in cases of diabetes, and that's not true. You can use it in cases of, in diabetes because it does stay intact. And then, yes, it is rapidly excreted from the urine within 30 to 60 minutes of being absorbed.
And there's an element called propolis. And what is propolis, Doctor?
Bee propolis, it's also known as bee glue, is a resonant substance collected by bees from the buds and bark of trees. So bees actually use propolis in the building and repair of their hives to help seal openings and cracks, and it acts as a protective barrier from different invaders. But we use propolis for its support of the immune system and protection against infections.
In conjunction with cranberry, it's known to be very effective working synergistically with it.
Yes, so there has been some research looking at the conjunction, use of cranberry and propolis together to help restrict the growth of E. coli, even potentially better than cranberry on its own. So this is exciting, right, in terms of having a more effective approach to address a UTI and recurrent UTIs.
Yeah, and I think it mentioned too about it creates that biofilm in the lining of the urinary tract so the bacteria can't attach itself.
So yeah, it inhibits that ability to stick to the cells and form those biofilms.
Yeah. Probiotics are also helpful.
Probiotics are amazing for everything. We can't deny how important they are, but especially for UTIs, they have been, you know, shown in various clinical trials to help, especially long-term prevention of recurrent UTIs. They work in different ways. They can also help prevent the bacteria from attaching to the urinary tract cells. They also can influence the pH of the urine, which makes it less favorable for bacteria to survive. And we know probiotics are so important in terms of supporting the microbiome of the gut. The vaginal microbiome, the urinary microbiome, and this, of course, will play a big role in terms of prevention and treatment of UTIs.
Yeah, we often tell our customers that if your gut's healthy, a lot of things go away.
Yes. Gut is the foundation of health, right? So we definitely want to look at how we are treating our digestive system and how we are supporting our overall microbiota.
Do any of these natural approaches, are there any side effects to these? We talked about antibiotics, and again, we're not speaking against them, but there are potential side effects to antibiotics. Are there any with any of these natural approaches, Doctor?
They're fairly safe when used appropriately. Follow the instructions on the label and make sure you're following the appropriate dosage. If in doubt, definitely reach out to your healthcare provider to make sure they are appropriate for you. Oftentimes when people start new supplements, they may experience some digestive concerns. Sometimes there are allergies to certain products. So again, just take that time to read the label and make sure a product is appropriate for you.
Yeah. Some people may not be comfortable just using straight supplementation. They may want to use their antibiotics that the doctor's prescribed, but from the studies you've been relating to us, when the antibiotic is used in conjunction with the supplementation, there's far greater effect.
Yes, absolutely. We see research showing the support of, antibiotic therapy just on its own, but definitely alongside, natural ingredients such as cranberry, D-mannose, propolis can be effective in terms of addressing this particular health concern.
So the antibiotics going after the bacteria to kill it, but then these other supplements are preventing it from reestablishing itself.
Right, preventing, them from sticking and attaching to those epithelial cells, really changing, especially in the case of probiotics, the overall foundation and microbiota, right, in terms of our defenses, our ability to fight against some of these germs.
Yeah. So, Doctor, we're coming to the end of our time, so thank you for joining us on Insights for Health today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Would you have any summarizing comments on UTIs and natural supplements?
Yeah, absolutely. If you, think you have a UTI or you suffer from recurrent UTIs, it's really important to get medical attention because we know complications can happen if they are not addressed appropriately. And, although antibiotics are commonly used to address UTIs, there are other important strategies to consider, such as drinking sufficient water, minimizing our intake of aggravating foods like sugar, and, ensuring that we engage in proper hygiene habits, all very important. And we know that there is research showing the benefits of natural remedies like cranberry, D-mannose, and probiotics. So definitely consider these as part of your overall health regime.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Doctor. And again, thank you for joining us on Insights for Health.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to Insights for Health in this presentation on urinary tract infections. The studies show that natural supplements are very effective when used either with or without the antibiotics in both the acute and chronic urinary tract infection. So visit The Healthy Habit for the UTI supplements we discussed today. Visit our website, thehealthyhabit.ca, and click Interviews to re-listen to this interview or past interviews in our archives. The Healthy Habit, where we help you help yourself with your health.